Amen. Come on, everybody, give God some praise. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet. You can do better than that. Give God some praise today. Amen. Truly, God is worthy to be praised. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? Just one more time. The songwriter says, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Good morning to all of you that are here, that are listening in, or those that are tuning in by way of social media, wherever you are. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he has told us to rejoice and be glad in it. And let us worship the Lord and usher in the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you, Lord. I never get tired of saying that. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. How many know that he's been good to you? Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's been good to all of us. Know that he made a way. You made a way. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Oh yes.
You made a way all week long. All week long. You made a way. You brought me out. So many times when I couldn't bring myself, you brought me out. Nobody but you, Lord. You brought. Every eye closed. Father, in the name of your son Jesus, we come right now, this hour, this moment, this minute, Lord, to say thank you.
Thank you.
For you've been good to us. Nobody but you brought us from a mighty long way. God, before day was breaking.
Well,
we were laying down last night. Danger lurking through our bedside.
Well, well.
it was you, Lord, that kept us safe.
Thank you.
We say thank you.
Yes.
It was you, Lord, that gave us the ability to drive up and down these dangerous roads.
Thank you, Master.
Here we are, 4192 Brownsville Road. Amen. We say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, when we got here, we shook glad hands. We saw smiling faces. And now here we are to worship you.
Yes, Lord.
We come to give your name the glory. We come to give your name the honor.
Yes, Lord.
We come to lift your name to the highest of praise. We come, Father, because you've been good to us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You
brought us from a mighty long ways.
Yes.
Come now, Holy Spirit.
Come. Come.
Fix our minds and fix our hearts right now, Lord, that we can worship you.
Yes, Lord.
In the way you would have us to worship.
Please,
come now.
Come, come.
Holy Spirit, get in your preach man, pastor, God, and crown him with wisdom. Crown him with knowledge.
Yes, yes. Do, Lord.
Clarity.
Yes.
That, Lord, he can expound on your word and we will be receptive to your word. Come now, Holy Spirit.
Come.
Manifest your spirit this day through your choir, through your musicians, through your ushers, through your deacons, and through all of these that are here, those that are listening in. Come now, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come.
That we can worship you in spirit and in truth.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We say amen.
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 Praise God.
Come on
praise
and give God. God some praise. Amen. God is worthy of all of the praises. As our parishioners enter in, we're going to ask Reverend Gordon if he would come and give us our morning scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Following that, you will be blessed by a male chorus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our scripture will be found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. For those of you who may need a little time to get to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, we're going to start at verse 5. And the word of the Lord reads, "For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idler, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and hath no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But of all things that are reproved, or made manifest by the light. For whosoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he said, Awake, thou sleepest, and arise from the dead, and the Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. May God bless you all.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give him a great big God bless you in here this morning. Anybody leaning on the Lord today? Anybody leaning on the Lord? Come on, fellas. Let's try to sing this. to God. After 79 years, my body getting a little tired sometimes. Y'all don't hear me.
God, praise God. Amen. Give the mayor cause another hand. Amen. I was waiting to see him lean a little bit. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. No better one to lean on like leaning on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Truly we give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father. Amen. To all of the Reverend clergies in the house, and to the officers. Amen. To our deacons, our deaconesses, mother, ushers, choir, saints, and friends. And to all of those that are listening in to our broadcast this morning, we welcome you here. Amen. To our services. Amen. Truly, we're grateful to God because he's been mighty good to us. Amen. He's brought us down through the years. Amen. And I can understand what Elder is saying. The Lord has kept him for 79 years. Praise God. That's enough to thank him. Amen. For I'm right behind him, 74. Hallelujah. Amen. So we bless the Lord today for all of his rich blessings and what he has done for us. I want to thank everyone for your birthday wishes and cards and gifts that you have been giving me since my birthday. I really appreciate it. I want to let you know in advance that I am grateful for all that you have done. Amen. All right. I just want you to put this on your calendar on the fourth Sunday in September. Fourth Sunday in September at 3 p.m., we are the invited guests to the Pilgrim Baptist Church there in Marietta, Georgia, for their pastor's anniversary. Amen. So we ask that you come and go with us. Amen. Don't let us go alone. Amen. As we go to bless the man of God. Amen. So we ask that you would put that on your calendar. And I believe at this time the pastor's aide has an announcement that they want to make. We ask them to come at this time. Pastor's aide, y'all got something y'all wanted to announce? Good morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Celebrating Pastor's 74th birthday. His birthday was on the 1st, and he had his celebration with his family last weekend. So New Hope, we're celebrating today for Pastor Steve. So we want to, may we sing him happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We are supposed to have cupcakes out in the vestibule after the service. I don't see them out there yet, so it might have to be second service. If they're not there, I apologize, but but let's hope they're here before the service is over and you all can receive cupcakes. Happy birthday, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Praise God. Just want to mention also, I had the privilege of, let me do this. Let me thank Reverend Kitchen and all of the staff that took care of things last week while I was away. I want you to know that I appreciate it. Amen. We had a joyous time down in Birmingham with my son Amen. Celebrating a birthday. I had the privilege of attending the 142nd annual session of the National Baptist Convention there in Houston, Texas. Amen. It was a great event, great preaching, great classes, great instructors. Amen. And able to refresh. You know, one of the good parts about the convention is fellowshipping with others. To hear their stories and you tell your stories and you realize what you're going through ain't nothing compared to what they are going through. Amen. So I just look forward to that time every year. Amen. And the president, this is his last term, and he expressed the fact that, you know, we got to get back to our purpose. Amen. Get back to doing the Lord's work. Amen. He said, hey, one thing that stuck with me, he said, we shouldn't use the convention for vacation time. Amen. Just to come down and be on vacation at the expense of the church. Come on, somebody. He was very blunt about that, you know. It should be a time that we really focus on ministry and what we're doing. And so he brought that to the front forth. And then there was a message there on Wednesday that really caught my attention, a sermon by Reverend Bartholomew from Michigan. And he preached about get out of the box. And he told us about how, you know, we sometimes just like to do our thing. And the way when the pandemic came, we had to go to social media. And the Lord has already told us in Matthew 28, go ye therefore into all of the world. Amen. And so many churches was not on social media, but because of the pandemic, they were forced to get on. And believe it or not, their ministry went further than they would ever think about. Amen. And so we got to get out of the box. Amen. It's not about these four walls. We got to get out and fellowship with others and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. I'm going to preach about it in a little while. What's my purpose? Amen. But I just wanted to share that with you because those are some of the highlights that I got out of the convention. And then on the Thursday, they had our vice president, Harris, came down to the convention. But my plane was leaving at 2:30, and she was to speak at 2 o'clock. So you can imagine the security that they had around that place. So I had to get out of there. So I didn't get to hear her speech, but it was a great convention. And sometimes I hope that you will go and experience. They have, you know, just so much for the women's department, the ushers, layman's department. It's just so much that you can get when you go to the convention if you want to get involved. And so it will be coming up. The state convention will be coming up in Macon in November. If you're interested in going, we will get you the information. Thank you so much, but I appreciate the opportunity to be able to attend that session. We want to thank you once again for your tithe and your offering and for all of those that has blessed us in your giving. Normally, we would be singing happy birthday to you and happy wedding anniversary, but Reverend Kitchens so blessed us on last week. I didn't know he could sing like that. He surprised me. But praise God, he did it on last Sunday, so I'm not going to do it again this Sunday. Amen. Let us be in prayer for all of those who are bereaving. I know many of you has already know this is the memorial of 9/11. Today, amen, of 9/11. And so we ask you to keep those families in your prayers, for it is something that hits home in my family, because my oldest sister, her husband was caught up in 9/11, and he didn't survive. Amen. So we ask that you would keep all of those families lifted in prayer, if you will. And I know most of you have heard Queen Elizabeth II, who reigned for 70 years, died at the age of 76 in UK. Amen. So 96. Yeah. So we ask that you would please keep that family and keep that country lifted in prayer. Can you imagine reigning for 70 years on the throne? Amen. Amen. So keep them lifted in prayer. Also pray for the two officers that was killed there in Cobb County this past week. It's sad because some children gonna wake up and don't have a father this morning, and a wife that don't have a husband. Amen. A mother that don't have a child. Amen. So please pray for that family and pray for our community and our situations, because things are really getting out of hand now with these guns. Amen. So we need to get down on our knees. It's just simple. 2 Chronicles 14. If my people, you know this story. Amen. So we, the Church of God, have to get down on our knees and pray if anything is going to change. Amen. All right. Also keep Deaconess and Deacon Michelle Dickinson and family in your prayers. Her mother passed last week. Amen. And they will be having her home going this coming Saturday. Visitations will be September 16th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Samuel Jackson Mortuary, 271 North Cody Road, Mobile, Alabama. And the funeral will be Saturday, September 17th at 11 a.m. Visitation 10 to 11 at Mount Gilliam Missionary Baptist Church, 1151 Congress Street, Mobile, Alabama. Amen. So please keep that family lifted in prayer. Deaconess Bond also informed me that one of her aunts passed. She was the last sibling of the family. And so please keep the Bonds family in prayer, if you will. And many of you have heard Dr. LaGrone Gore preach here many times. She has been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. Amen. So please keep her lifted in prayer, if you will. Amen. My barber, Philip Arnold, as he's getting ready to go through surgery for arthritis. And the Stewart family. Let's keep the Stewart family lifted in prayer, if you will. We know the situation with Deacon Stewart, but it's not over until God says it's over. So, amen. Let's pray. Amen. Until God says it's over. Praise God. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. We're going to get ready for some more good music from this male chorus. Give them another hand as they come. Amen. As they come in, we have a thank you card from the Urquhart family. They're thanking you for your cards and your gift, your condolences and your prayers during the time of their bereavement of their family. So they thank you so very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Of the song said, there's been trouble in my way. I've had to cry sometimes. But doing it all, I realized that's all right. Because no matter what I'm going through, I know that Jesus will fix it after a while. Come on, brothers, help. Trouble in my way.
you know Jesus will fix it. After a while. Amen. Give the male chorus another hand. Praise God. We all have trouble sometimes that gets in our way. But we know the man that's able to fix all things. Amen. That's why he simply tells us, casting all your cares upon me because I careth for you. Amen. There in the letter to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. Wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's your key verse right there. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you. We thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Holy Spirit, come now. Take control of these lips of clay of mine. Use them for your glory. Let your people hear a word from heaven that they might be set free, they might be saved, they might be delivered. Holy Spirit, we call upon you now to speak to us that we might know your will and know your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, what's your purpose? What's your purpose? Amen. Amen. I want you to, first of all, know that God didn't save you just for you to go to heaven. You see, heaven is a benefit. He saved you. Amen, for his purpose, to do his will. Doing what God wants me to do and why I should even care. When we look at the word purpose, Webster says the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. And you're put here for a purpose. Amen. Look there, if you will, at Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to what? His purpose. Amen. So we have a purpose, and understand that God has a will for your life. Amen. He didn't just put you here to look cute. Amen. To feel like that you can entice somebody, that you can look good to get that woman or to get that man. Amen. But what you gonna do with them when you get them? Come on, somebody. There should be a purpose in your life. Amen. If you're going to get married, you ought to be willing to bring something to the table. Amen. To serve, amen, the person that you're going to be married to. I don't need nobody looking pretty and don't cook me no food and don't wash my clothes. Come on, somebody. Amen. And don't care for me. Hello, men. And I'm sure the woman said the same thing. I don't need somebody that I got to take care of. that I got to work and I got to feed and he's sitting around being lazy. Amen. What's your purpose in life? Each one of us has a purpose in life. Amen. Even if you're a child, you have a purpose in life. So don't take life for granted, because God has put you here for a reason. He told Adam and Eve, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Come on, somebody. Amen. He told Adam, he said, go tell, amen, your people that I am their God. And so here we are, my brothers and sisters, need to recognize the purpose that we have in life. And Ephesians 5 and 17 spells it out for us, that don't act thoughtlessly. This is from the New Living Translation. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to understand what the Lord wants you to do. Sadly, a lot of Christ followers live their lives without following the biblical advice. Often we don't want to go to the trouble of finding out what God wants us to do. That's why folk don't attend Bible study. That's why they don't attend Sunday school. They really don't know, want to know what God wants them to do. Or if we already know, amen, God's will, we simply choose to ignore it because of our thinking is twisted. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. Amen. But understand, doing God's will is not a bad thing. It is the best thing that can happen to you. The will of God is good for me. Growing up, amen, our parents told us vegetables was good for us, and we didn't believe it. Lynn Birch, a developmental psychologist at Penn State University, ran an experiment in which she took a large group of kids and fed them big lunches. Then she turned them loose in a room with lots of junk food. What we see is that some kids eat almost nothing, she said, but other kids really, amen, chow down. And one of the things that predicted here how much they eat is attended to which parents have restricted them from. Amen. Excess fats, high sugar foods in the past. And more kids have been restricted the more they eat. For some reason, you believe it or not, sometimes you can feed your children the right things, but then when they get the opportunity, they eat the wrong thing. Brits also discover one reason this happened. The children on restricted diets believe that the junk food tasted good primarily because they had been told that the junk food was bad for them. You know, children always do what you tell them don't do. We adults don't eat junk food anymore because we know it's bad for us, right? Wrong. We still eat junk food. Sometimes even though we know it is not good for us. But it is quite, amen, it's quick and easy and tastes good. And so we have a tendency when we're watching the Blue Tube, sit down and grab potato chips and candy and all that other kind of junk food. Most of us have enough sense to know, however, that in the long run, junk food ruins our health. It is the good food that is good for us. God's will is just like that. Know it, not always easy at first. Sometimes doing the will of God can actually be difficult. Like Daniel's in the ancient Babylon, Simon Peter in front of the Jewish counselor, we sometimes run risks doing the will of God. But in the long run, it's like eating our vegetables is good for us. Amen. If God never takes you through anything, you would never have a testimony. And after a while, we realize that vegetables actually taste good. Doing the will of God may be an acquired taste, but it satisfies and meets our spiritual needs. Our spiritual health is strengthened by doing what God wants us to do. We read our Bibles, we pray, we worship, we witness, we give our tithes, our time, our talent, and treasures to God's work, not because it's always easy at first, but because we know it's what God wants us to do. We forgive others who have wronged us. We love instead of hate, because we know in the end it will be good for us. News has recently been surfaced, brothers and sisters, that sometimes we find ourselves in terrorist situations. We go through things in life that causes us to suffer. Amen. But we need to understand that Jesus is at the front of the line. And anything that we need, he will supply. Amen. The Lord's Prayer says that we should forgive others just as God has forgiven us. That's doing what God wants us to do. It could have been easy, amen, for us not to forgive. But if we're following the will of God, yeah, we must forgive. Amen. Because sometimes we try to twist God's plan. We want to do it our way. Read the Sunday school lesson. You'll find out in a little while. Amen. How, amen, sometimes instead of following God's plan, we want to do it our way. That's why we got these abortion laws right now, because we didn't want to do it God's way. Man want to follow his own way. So now he finds himself in predicaments, trying to make laws, trying to make rules to adjust themselves to how they feel, what their desires are. But I come by to tell you, is the only way is God's way. The will of God is good for us. The will of God is good for others. Amen. We must understand doing God's will, amen, will cause us to bless somebody else. When your life has been given to you, God has given you talents. God has given you gifts to bless somebody else. He didn't give you gifts for you to set out on. That's why Paul tells Timothy, amen, to stir up the gifts that is in you. We need to learn how to stir up the gifts that is in us, because God has put us here for a purpose, that we can be a blessing to somebody else. It might not be to you, but it could be to your children. It could be, amen, to your neighbor. God has put you here for a purpose. Scripture wants us to understand, brothers and sisters, that God has a plan for our lives. When we do the will of God, it blesses the lives of others. Take, for instance, as I mentioned to you about the Sunday school lesson, Abraham, for instance, all the nations of the earth were blessed because he did what God wanted him to do. There in Genesis 22 and 18, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Abraham didn't do what other folks wanted him to do. In order to please God, he did what God wanted him to do. Amen. In order to please the people. Do you hear what I'm saying? In other words, if you're going to bless somebody, bless them God's way. Don't just bless them just to please them, but bless them to please God. The Bible doesn't teach us to be people pleasers. It teaches us to be God pleasers. And by doing, we become a blessing to other folks. Amen. You need to jot that down and think about it. Chew on it for a little while. It can be a revolutionary principle in your life. And there, amen, and here's another revolutionary thought. The third benefit of doing what God wants you to do, the will of God is good for me. The will of God is good for others. The will of God is good for God. Amen. Didn't you ever want to do something good for God? Amen. Hasn't there ever been a time when your heart was so swelled with love and appreciation for all of your heavenly Father? Amen. What he has done for you, that you just wanted to do something for God. You wanted to bless God by blessing somebody else. You wanted to lift their spirit because God has lifted your spirit. Amen. God has blessed you with gifts, no matter what it is, in order that you can bless somebody else. Haven't you ever experienced a time when you couldn't even begin, amen, to wonder why God do so much for you? Well, let me tell you, he put you here in order that you might help your brother and your sister. Amen. He put you here so you can help them to become all that he wants them to be. Your light should be a light that shines in darkness, that man might see your good works and glorify the Father. I thank him for the relationships that I have encountered. I thank God for the relationship I have with my wife. I thank God for my relationship that I have with my children. I thank God for the relationship that I have with my family. I thank God for the relationship that I have with the Universal Church. I thank God, amen, for all that he has blessed me with. I thank him for a sound mind. I thank him for a healthy body. I thank him for the opportunity to be a pastor. I thank him, brothers and sisters, because I can give him praise. I thank him that he woke me up this morning. I thank him because he put shoes on my feet. I thank him because he keep my mind stained on him. Amen. He is holy, so he desire holiness for us to live. And so, my brothers and sisters, you need to recognize that you need to lend a helping hand. Somebody is lonely and they need to be comforted. Somebody is down and they need to be picked up. And I know you're saying they can go to Jesus just like you can go to Jesus. But let me tell you, your purpose in life is for God to work through you. You are his hands. You are his feet. You are his voice to go tell a dying world that Jesus is still alive. Let them know that he went to Golgotha's hills. He died for your sins and my sins. God has given you a purpose to bless somebody. Tell the drunkard on a corner that there is a better way. Tell the young lady who's a prostitute it's time to turn around. Tell the young man that is on drugs that it's time to get your house in order for them to hear from God. We got to be his vessels. We have to be his instrument, for we are his workmanship, and God wants to work through us. My purpose is to be a blessing to somebody else. Jesus says, I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve. Good God Almighty, it's high time now that you recognize he didn't put you here to shut down on him, but it's time for you get in the choir, get on the deacon board, get on the usher board. It's time for you to understand that he put you here for mission work, to go spread the gospel, to tell somebody that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's put you here to love on somebody. He's put you here to bless somebody. You ought to be able to stand before somebody and say, you don't know what the Lord has done for me. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's high time now that you get in position like Moses was, that God will speak to you. It might not be in a burning bush, but His Holy Spirit will speak to you to let you know that I am, have sent you. Don't be afraid to tell somebody the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Don't be afraid to go by the nursing home and tell somebody God is still in the healing business. Don't be afraid to go by the jailhouse. Tell them I am, have sent me to let you know I was imprisoned and you came by to visit me. Because the least that you do to one of my brethren, you've done it unto me. Do I have a witness here? Go tell somebody that the great I am has instructed me to go tell somebody that there is a bomb in Gilead, and it's good for the healing of the nation. Go tell somebody that the great I am has told me to instruct you that there is a time coming when man will have to face the judgment. For there's a time that when God comes back, you better be ready. Go tell your neighbor that Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him what you want. Go tell somebody, Jesus is the best thing ever happened to me. What is your purpose? It's not to shut down and do nothing, but your purpose is to let your light so shine that men might see your good works and glorify the Father. What is? What's your purpose? What's your purpose? Somebody needs to understand God didn't put you here just for you to sit down and do nothing. But He put you here for service, that you can serve your fellow man, that you can show love, you can show someone that you are a help and not a hindrance. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your life? Are you going to get started? He gave you children to raise them. Hello, somebody. Not to abuse them. Hallelujah. He gave you life that you might bless life. What are you going to do about it? The world is hungry. The laborers are few. What are you going to do about it? Right there in your own family, somebody needs to hear from God. What are you going to do about it? Are you just going to stand by and say, I got mine, it's up to them to get theirs? No, no, no. God wants you to be a blessing to somebody. So many times, all we want to do is watch the TV. And many times the TV can mess up our minds. We don't want no real instructions from God. You know, it's sad that you come to church and you say you love God, you say you want to go to heaven, but yet you don't seek to know about heaven. You don't seek to know about God. It's high time now, but we recognize that this is the time, the appointed time for us to get our house in order and be about our Father's business. Jesus simply tells us, I came to work the works of him that sent me. I didn't come to do my own thing. I came to work the works of him that sent me. And this, brothers and sisters, is what our purpose is. To work the works of the Father and not to do our own thing. Many times our own thing, you know, it gets us in our comfort zone. And that's why people don't do any more than what they do, because they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. Because Jesus has a way of getting you out of your comfort zone. You're going to be around some people that don't like you. How are you going to handle that? Praise God. But what he tells us, I promise I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He'll always be there. Know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you don't have to fear, amen, what the world can do to you, because you have the power of God working on the inside of you. Stand to your feet as we offer Christ to you today. There might be one here that know that there's an assignment for your life and you need to get busy now. God has a purpose for you. There's no need of sitting on your gift. He has told us to be fruitful. Multiply. But God has blessed you. You can bless somebody else. You bless one. They bless two. They bless four. The fruit begins to grow. But it's up to you to make the decisions. Lord, what's my purpose? What do you want me to do? Believe me, his spirit will tell you what he wants you to do. So if you're here today, we offer Christ to you. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Come by letter, Christian Experience Canada Baptism. Choice is yours. He wants to do great things in your life. But you've got to be submissive in order for him to work in your life. Say, Lord, no more my way, your way. I know he's been talking to you. I know he's been bothering you. But you got to learn to let go and let God have his way. That ministry that he wants you to work in, you need to get busy right now. Right now, right now, right now. Tomorrow might be too late. Won't you do it? Won't you receive him today? Even if you don't want to join this church, just join Jesus. We'll send you to the church that you want to go to. The main thing is you get Jesus. Is there one today? Is there one? Is there one? Let him turn your life around. Maybe there's nobody here, but maybe there's somebody out there in social media land that needs to be saved. I want you to know that God is available wherever you are. And all you have to do is submit your life to him. Just pray the simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. And take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. For truly, with God, you can do all things. Praise God. Maybe somebody came with a heavy load on your shoulders, and you just need to let go. This is a good time. Our altar call. For those that might just know someone that needs healing, someone that's going through surgery or getting ready to go through surgery, God is available to heal today. If you know your desire to present them to the Lord, just stretch forth your hands right now. It might be a situation that you're going through that you want to release and turn it over to God. This is a good time, a good time, a good time to release it today. Release it today. Amen. Excellent. Reverend Kitchen, if you don't mind, while he's over there by the mic, to lead us in prayer. Just release it. Let it go. Let it go. Give God. Give God. Give God that you can't handle. And let him work it out for you. Let's pray with the preach man.
Gracious and almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Again, it is in your Son, Jesus. Mighty name we come.
Yes, Lord.
Before your throne of grace. Mm-hmm. Before your throne of mercy. Father, thanking you again for you just being God.
Thank you, Lord.
And you being God all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again, Father, for this is the day that you had made.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, you said, rejoice in your word and be glad in it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And here we are, Father. We heard your word.
Yes,
and
yes.
Father, we stand on your word.
Yes, Lord.
Fix us now, Lord. Clean us up now, Lord, mm-hmm. where we need to be cleaned up.
Yes, Lord.
And now, Lord, as we are around this altar,
mm-hmm.
Father, there are struggles.
My Lord.
There are issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's chaos throughout our land and throughout our country.
My Lord, have mercy.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we petition you right now to take control of human affairs.
Please, sir. Please, sir.
We petition you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, to set free the captives
mm-hmm.
that are not saved right now.
My Lord, my Lord.
Father, make whole right now.
Uh-huh.
Those that need to be made whole.
Yes, Lord.
Heal in the name of Jesus.
Heal, Lord. Heal.
Those that need to be healed. And Father, right now,
mm-hmm.
you called us. You chose us.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you gave us a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, for what you've done in all of our lives.
Uh-huh.
Father, we recognize that we've not always done what you asked us to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That you still showed grace.
Mm-hmm.
You still showed mercy.
Yeah.
You still showed you understand our ways and our thoughts. And thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
For bestowing your blessings.
Yes.
And now, Lord, help us.
Help us.
As we move forward in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Father, to do your will.
Your will.
Father, fix us to the point where we don't need to be fixed anymore.
My Lord.
Fix us.
Fix us, Lord.
So that our minds can be of one nature. Fix us.
Do, Lord.
So that our hearts can be of one nature.
Yes, sir.
Fix us.
Fix us, Lord.
So we can come together.
Yeah.
And now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
We pray for those families.
Uh-huh.
Lord, that here in Marietta, Georgia.
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy.
Officers that was killed the other night.
Give them comfort.
Father, give those families comfort.
Yes. Please, sir. Please,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Touch Deacon Stewart right
touch,
now.
Lord, touch.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Touch the Dickerson family.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And now, Lord, you know all about us.
Mm-hmm.
Father, strengthen the bereaved families. Do make
Lord,
whole those
Lord.
That are sick.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us.
Keep us, Lord.
Together. Mm-hmm. Keep us strong and lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we thank you now.
Thank you.
We give you honor.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for the word that has gone forth.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We thank you for Pastor and continue to bless him.
Thank you, Lord.
And watch over him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
Bless this church.
Yes, Lord.
That we be the kind of people you would have us to be.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. While you're standing, for just a moment of silence for 9/11. Just a moment of silence. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here today. And
amen.
Thank all of those that are listening in. Give our male chorus a hand. It's so beautiful. Director, musicians. Amen. Give our ushers a hand. Thank you so much. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. We appreciate you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We invite you, if you're not busy, to be a part of our Sunday school at 9:30. Whether you be here or you be virtual, we invite you to join us. Amen. A great lesson. You'll learn more about your purpose in our Sunday school lesson. Amen. So we ask that you would please join us. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day. We love you. Be safe. Love you, Mama.